The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you are dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you once lived following the age of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now in work in the disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the desires of our flesh, following the wishes of the flesh and the impulses, and we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace for his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you, it is a gift of God. It's not from works, so that no one may boast. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared in advance that we should live in him, in them. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord made us, we belong to him. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful song. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Know that the Lord is God. He made us. His we are. His flock, the flock he, his people, the flock he tends. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise. The Lord made us, we belong to him. Give thanks to him, bless his name, for he is good. The Lord whose kindness endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. The Lord made us, we belong to him. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist in possessions." Then he told him a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store up all my grain and other goods, and I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many goods stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong? Thus will it be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but not is rich in what matters to God.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Ignatius of Antioch, not St. Ignatius of Loyola, which happens to be on the front of our bulletin this week. Don't ask, I have no idea. But anyway, when he sits here and he fulfills this gospel so well because he gave up his life for Christ. So he didn't build treasure on earth, he built treasure in heaven. And that's the first thing we're all called to do, to build treasure in heaven, not just on earth. And everybody's always working on making things, making sure we have enough, everything else. We were created for heaven. But at the same time, we've got to look at what Jesus is doing for us. The gospel today, it says, God made us. And last night, if you ever see, in the morning and at night, we have all these birds that are in our courtyard, thousands of them. They nest in our ivy there. And as I was looking at them yesterday, just watching them come and fly in, hundreds at a time just come in, how God made every one of those, and he rejoices over that. And sometimes we don't rejoice over everything God's created, especially us. we think that God made us and then he didn't really like us and he, you know, watches us try to get along. What am I going to do with you people? He rejoices over you and me and everything he created. He created everything out of love. And when we go to the first reading, it says God is rich in mercy. That yes, we deserve damnation. Yes, we deserve to be separated from God. But God isn't that type of God. God is rich in mercy. And then he says right in the middle, by grace you have been saved. Now, can I say it again? By grace you have been saved. It's by what God has done for us. So today, let's just for a little bit think that God rejoices over us because he made us. He created us because he loved us. And he still loves us. He sent Jesus to die for us, and we were separated from him by our sin. He is rich in mercy. And when we focus on that, we're building treasures in heaven, not on earth. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and